Tyler Davis of Northwestern Mutual. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual is proud to support the work of KRVS. More information on the financial services offered by Taylor Davis and Northwestern Mutual are found by email at taylor.davis@nm.com. That's taylor.davis@nm.com.
The world feels like it's getting bigger all the time. There are daily developments on major stories around the world and more great music than at any other time. Staying current isn't always easy. But when you listen to KRVS, you hear about people, places, and ideas that matter to you, and you discover great music every day. Your support of KRVS makes that all possible. Please make your contribution today, online or mobile at krvs.org, and thank you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Colorado is under a state of emergency as wildfires burn through suburban Denver. Sam Bresch of Colorado Public Radio reports nearly 600 homes have been destroyed and more than 30,000 people have been forced to evacuate.
This is not a disaster taking place in forests or mountain towns, but it's in suburbs. The winds you mentioned drove these rapid grass fires through Superior and Louisville's. They're a couple of towns just north of Denver. And these are normal neighborhoods with more than 20,000 people. You know, think houses and apartments and strip malls.
Sam Bresch of Colorado Public Radio reporting. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin exchanged their positions on Ukraine during a phone call on Thursday, with Biden warning of dire economic consequences if Moscow takes further military action against Ukraine. Putin warned that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the two nations. NPR's Charles Maines reports the focus is now shifting to a series of upcoming diplomatic efforts designed to defuse the crisis.
Friday's 50-minute phone call between the two leaders did little to settle differences, but both Kremlin and White House officials said it set the stage for follow-on diplomatic talks in January. Biden said he needed to see Russia decrease its military buildup near Ukraine, while Putin pushed for the U.S. and its allies to meet a list of Kremlin demands that would limit NATO's presence near Russia's borders. Putin also warned Biden's threat to impose massive sanctions should Russia invade its neighbor could lead to a complete breakdown in ties that would be seen as a mistake by future generations. Next up, a meeting between a top U.S.-Russian delegation on January 9th and 10th in Geneva, followed soon after by an additional Russia-NATO gathering and discussions at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Israel is offering a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to vulnerable populations amid the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Israel is now offering an additional booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine to people with weak immune systems, like heart and lung transplant patients, and to those in elder care homes. Israel also got its first shipment of Pfizer's anti-COVID drug Paxlovid, one of the few countries to do so. The drug is aimed at preventing hospitalizations of those infected with the coronavirus. Israel has reintroduced outdoor mask mandates for gatherings above 50 people. All of this comes as infections rise and experts predict a massive wave of Omicron cases in 2 weeks. Israel's health minister says the country is ready for a high number of infections and wants to avoid a lockdown. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The United Nations is urging both the president and prime minister of Somalia to reduce tensions in their political feud that has led to fears of a military clash. Ish Mafandikwa reports earlier this week the president suspended the prime minister for suspected corruption, a move the prime minister says is a coup attempt.
A spokesperson for the UN's Somalia office says the world body and others, including the United States, the United Kingdom, and the European Union, are contacting both sides to urge de-escalation. The dispute between Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Robo and President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo began in April when Somalia's parliament extended Farmajo's term in office by 2 years. The extension has since been nullified. A process to elect members of parliament missed its December 24 deadline, and the two leaders have accused each other of undermining elections. Reuters reports that residents of Mogadishu, Somalia's capital city, are saying there is a bigger-than-usual presence of security forces on the streets. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
South Africa is starting to lift restrictions that were put into place to curb coronavirus infections, including a curfew dating back to March of 2020. In a statement, the government said all indicators suggest the country may have passed the peak of the fourth wave of the virus driven by the Omicron variant. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jones Day, an integrated partnership collaboratively providing legal services for more than a century. 43 offices, 5 continents, serving clients as one firm worldwide. Learn more at jonesday.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we hope you stay tuned. For more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We're going to go back to 1995 and listen to the title track to Francine Reed's disc of that year, one of her best-known discs. Francine Reed, originally from Illinois, she has worked with a lot of jazz and other artists, was with Lyle Lovett's band for quite a while. Here she is doing a rendition of the Muddy Waters tune, I Want You to Love Me.
Love your baby slow. I want you to love me. Love your baby slow. Baby,
Bonnie Raitt from 1972 with Love Me Like a Man. Before hearing Bonnie Raitt, we heard Francine Reed doing the title track to her 1995 disc, I Want You to Love Me. Again, a Muddy Waters tune. And we're going to turn next to Muddy here on KRVS. We're going to turn to his London Muddy Waters Sessions disc done for Chess Records back in December of 1971. 18 months prior to this, Howling Wolf had been sent to London with by Chess Records to record with Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Charlie Watts, and others. And Chess liked the outcome of that session, so they ended up sending Muddy Waters to have a similar session. He took with him Sam Lawhorn on guitar, also Carrie Bell on blues harp, but had the young Irish guitarist on a lot of the tracks, Rory Gallagher. Here is Muddy Waters here on KRVS with another one of his own compositions, Who's Gonna Be Your Sweet Man When I'm Gone?
I wonder who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. Who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone? I wonder who gonna love you, honey. Who gonna carry your business on? Look at that little pretty girl. She walking down the streets. She's just laughing and playing with every man she meets. I wonder who gonna be your
sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who's gonna have to love you, honey. Who's gonna care your business all?
Once again, Muddy Waters from his London Muddy Waters session recorded on the 7th of December, 1971. Who's going to be your sweet man when I'm gone? Muddy on the slide guitar along with Sam Lawhorn and also Rory Gallagher, a great Irish guitarist. Gallagher had a very productive decade during the 1970s, had something like 10 albums out, and particularly a couple of live albums. One of the preferences of most of his critics is his Irish tour, 74. They say his live performances were really where one got a sense of how really fine the guy was in playing blues. We're going to turn to that album now. Rory Gallagher here on KRVS from the Irish Tour 74.
Mm-hmm. line down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. Well, I went down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. Told the man to put in some water, but he wouldn't put it and drop it off. My baby sure like gin, and that little girl I got sure put me in the spin I'm in. Well, I went down on 31st Street, pick up a jug of alcohol. Yeah. I told a man to put in some water, but he wouldn't put any drop at all. Make you drowsy, and gin can make you think, and a common cold could kill you, but my baby turned me to drink. I went down on 31st, pick up a jug of alcohol. Yeah. I told the man to put in some water, but he wouldn't put any drop at all. 100% alcohol. Now let me have some. We'll be right back. making 92, 93%, 94, that'll do, 95, 96, 97%, 98, bartender, that's 99. Make it 100%, 100%, 100%. Wanna try some? You wanna try some? And I won't feel a thing at all.
Too much alcohol, an old J.B. Hutto tune done here by Roy Gallagher might be something to bear in mind as we go into New Year's evening. Cautionary tale, possibly from Gallagher, great Irish guitarist. Again, this is from his Irish Tour 74 double album. Roy Gallagher did have a problem with alcohol. He had a liver transplant back in 1995, and not too long after that ended up passing away, died in London back in June of 1995. At the age of 47 years old, quite a talent, quite a loss. Music next from Howling Wolf. We're going to go back to somewhat early Wolf, back to 1956. He was by this time in Chicago, and he had Hubert Sumlin with him on guitar. Here's Howling Wolf here on KRVS with a number that is a derivative of a Tommy Johnson tune from around 1928 or so. Tommy Johnson's original was, I'm trying to remember, Howling Wolf's is I Asked for Water. The Tommy Johnson original was Cool Drink of Water.
Oh, I asked her for water. Oh, she brought me gasoline. Coming back home. been gone too long.
My baby gave me high temperature. 101 when we kiss and dance. 102 for night romance. 103, 4 and 5. It's too warm to stay alive. My baby gave me a high temperature. My baby gave me a high temperature. When I see my baby coming down the street, I feel a fever get too high to beat. 103, 4 and 5, it's too warm to stay alive. My baby gave me a high temperature. My baby gave me a high temperature. 97, 98 is just a false alarm. My tip is 105, I hold her in my arm. 103, 4 and 5, it's too warm, still alive.
Walter Jacobs, Little Walter, recorded back in July of 1955. Little Walter on blues harp and vocals, along with on that track Robert Jr. Lockwood and Luther Tucker on guitars, also Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Below on drums, one of Little Walter's own compositions, Temperature. Before we heard Little Walter, we heard Howling Wolf from 1956. Howling Wolf doing a number called I Ask for Water, again a variant of a Tommy Johnson tune from the late 1920s. Howling Wolf, along with Hubert Sumlin on guitar. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Billy Branch. Billy Branch, originally from Chicago, though he grew up in Los Angeles, then back to Chicago and worked there for quite some time, emerged as one of Chicago's really, really fine blues harp players and vocalists, worked with Willie Dixon's band and a number of others. And in 2019, he had a disc out called Roots and Branches, which was a tribute to the blues of Little Walter. From that disc, here is Billy Branch on blues harp and vocals doing a number called Blue and Lonesome.
Thank you. Woke up this morning, ready to cruise. Drove my car into those gridlock blues. Woke up this morning, ready to cruise. Drove my car to those gridlock blues. Coffee cup in my hand, and the tramp jammed up, destruction in the land. I speed up to the highway, coffee cup in my hand, and the tramp jammed up, destruction in the land. Oh yeah.
From Chicago and from a disc called IC Special, Illinois Central is what we're talking about there. That was Joe Falisco on blues harp and Eric Noden on guitar and vocals with a number called Gridlock Blues, sort of Noden channeling some Robert Johnson and bringing Johnson into sort of a contemporary road rage situation. Noden has been on record with people like Billy Boy Arnold and others, fine guitarists and vocalists. And Joe Falisco is an excellent blues harp player, also designed some of his own. Before hearing Joe Falisco and Eric Noden, we heard Billy Branch and the Sons of Blues from a disc called Roots and Branches, a tribute to Little Walter. They did a number for us called Blue and Lonesome. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to another very famous blues harp player and very important historically, talking about Sonny Boy Williamson II, Alec Miller. We're going to listen to Sonny Boy, recorded in Jackson, Mississippi, back in November of 1954. Here's Sonny Boy here on KRVS with a piece called No Nights by Myself.
Never a night by myself.
That's what I told him, Sonny Boy.
If I don't find my baby, I'll have to carry somebody else. I sat up all night last night, haven't slept a wink today. I haven't slept a wink today. I can't find my baby. She gone too far away.
I saw a Cadillac sign saying, well, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in a drive. I gunned my motor twice and then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, I said, straighten your fold and I'll put you in a car and eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line, and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. Well, I'm gonna get me a car. Well, I'll move on down the road. Yeah, and I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boat. Mister, I want a yellow convertible, a four-door DeVille with a Continental spare and wide chrome wheels. I want power steering and power brakes and a powerful motor jack with a jet off tank I want air conditioning, automatic heater, a full rollaway bed in my backseat, a shortwave radio, a TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. I'll get me a car, oh, to move on down the road. Yeah, and I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boat. I want 4 carburetors and 2 straight exhausts. And I've been an aviation fuel man, no matter what the cost. On a railroad air horn, and a military spot, and a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. A $10 deductible, a $20 note, and $30,000 building, man, you know. Well, that's all she wrote. Well, I've got me a car. Well, to move on down the road. No money down. And I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boat.
From 1994, that was John Hammond. He's had a long ride in the blues. John, from a disc called Big City Blues, his rendition of a Chuck Berry number called And No Money Down. Before that, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson the second, again, real name Alec Miller. We heard him recorded in Jackson, Mississippi back in 1954. Sonny Boy on blues harp and vocals doing a number called No Nights by Myself. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Leadbelly. Udy Leadbetter, originally from the Shreveport area, and historically important blues man, folk singer, you name it. Here he is recorded with Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Sonny on blues harp and Brownie on guitar, and also doing some vocals with Leadbelly. Also, Willie the Lion Smith on piano, a number that Big Bill Brunzi had recorded. Sonny and Brownie had their own versions of this. Here is Leadbelly doing his rendition from 1946 of a number called Diggin' My Potatoes.
Somebody digging my potatoes, tramping on my farm. I have the fidget feeling, yes, on my mind. I chipped up to my window, thought I heard a moan. I don't want to bust it, oh, good God, somebody got at home. Boy, he's digging my potatoes, grabbing on my mind. I have the fidget feeling, yes, on my mind. I chipped up to my window, couldn't see him put some bonds. I don't want to hurt them, but I said, oh, good God, I heard him whine. Boy, he's digging my potatoes, passing on my mind. I had this fishy feeling, passing on my mind.
Well, I want to tell you, me my girl alone, ain't nothing in the street. She can't find it home, but she's digging my potatoes, passing on my mind. Well, I have a special plan, resting on my mind. Well, my bonds was all green, my potato red. Thought you were my friend, till I caught you in my bed. But you were digging my potato, tapping on my mind. Well, I have a special plan, resting on my mind. Resting on. Thank you.
Lord, I heard him moan. I don't want to hurt somebody. Say, oh, good God, I've got to go. Boy, he's digging my machine. I ain't been home for a while. I had a busy feeling.
Yes, been home, mama.
Penitentiary Blues. Big Brad is here I come. Come. You know I'm gonna do time for another man. When it haven't been a thing, pull lightning done. This he ought to been on Brad, 19 and 10. Bud Russell drove pretty women just like he did. Ugly men. I'm Big Brad. Oh, Lord, yes, here I come. Feeling due time for another man. And ain't nothing poor lightning done. Well, you ought to be ashamed. My mama called me. I answered, ma'am. She said, you tired of working? I said, mama, yes, I am. Papa called me. I answered, sir. He said, son, if you're tired of working, when the hell you going to stay there? I couldn't. No, I just couldn't help myself. You know a man can't help but feel bad when he's doing time for someone there. You better watch it all the time.
Lightning Hopkins recording in Houston back in January of 1959. A number that he would later record is Bud Russell Blues. It has its genesis in numbers that Texas Alexander recorded, Lyman Jefferson recorded. Also, Lowell Fulson had some tunes similar to this. Before we heard Lightning Hopkins, we heard Lead Belly along with Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee from 1946 doing a number called Diggin' My Potatoes. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's currently 11.